So we enjoy existing in this fantasy world of Galarian with the Pathfinder system. But if there was a universe in science fiction or fantasy or, you know, some other genre, which one would you like to live in?
Oh, that's a good question.
Wait, what was the question? I wasn't paying attention.
Kelly, put your work email away.
Apparently this universe. Apparently.
No, I'm distracted. It's Tim's fault.
Dang it, Tim.
Why, it's Tim sending memes. Why is it my fault?
It's always your fault, Tim.
I don't know how, but I agree with Kel. If you could live in any fantasy universe, or like sci-fi, any kind of universe like that, what would you? Which one would you like to live in? And provide a good reason, of course.
I guess I'll go, since y'all are thinking about it. It's an easy one. You know what it is?
What?
It's the Llamaverse, baby.
Why?
All right, Tim doing a physical gag.
Our audio podcast. Yeah.
Once again.
I have a little llama. It's a little llama hat. It's the face of a llama, so the nose, the eyes, the ears, and then it has two little pom-poms kind of that wrap around your chin.
It is a real llama, by the way. He killed it and made a hat out of it.
It's really horrifying.
It was ethically sourced.
Ethically sourced llama hats.
Do you want that llama? It had a charcuterie platter every single day. It might have contributed to its heart attack, but we will never know.
That's a hard one for me, but I guess, you know, a fun one would be like the Star Wars universe.
Yeah. It's hard to
read. I mean, come on. I mean, as long as I could, like, check marks, like, yeah, I'm a Jedi. I'm not just the guy working on the speeders.
You don't want to be Rick, the door technician?
Rather not, no.
It's like, sorry, John, you get to harvest swamp roots or something. That's it.
Shit.
Yeah. That's only a couple steps below the Llamaverse. Llamaverse is still top, but you know, Star Wars is pretty close. Yeah.
That's a tough one, just because I'm trying to think of anything that I could work with, like, so take advantage as much as possible.
Right, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's got to be advantageous. Like, you don't want to, like, jump into the Dark Souls universe, because you'd be like, well, this just fucking sucks.
Tempted, unless I could do a glitch and then gain levels.
Right.
Man, I didn't think I could choose the Dark Souls universe. Man, I suck.
The one universe, I guess I would have to double check to see which one it is technically, but it's the one that I talked about before, which would be the Sandman universe, which would, for Neil Gaiman's Sandman. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, I mean, obviously it's kind of like, you know, a lot of it takes place in some of the normal world and stuff like that, but it kind of also opens up the world to magic. Like, you can... And depending on what type of person you are, you'll be able to figure out spells in order to, like, traverse portals and stuff like that. And so, like, that would be cool. Like, because then you could go literally sleep and then enter the world of dreams and, like, this kingdom and stuff like that. And use that and talk to, like, these other beings that are also sleeping from different worlds and all that stuff.
Wait.
Because, like, that's... Because that is, like, one of the aspects of it. They're like, oh, yeah, no, like, everyone enters this realm when you sleep. So, like, you'll be sleeping, you'll wake up in this dream world, and then there'll be, like, centaurs and stuff, like, from a different, like, realm of reality.
Have you ever read the short story The Jaunt by Stephen King?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, but that I feel like is more horror than anything else, though.
Summed up, like, humanity has created teleportation across any distance, but you have to be asleep when you teleport. Because when they were initiating it, they sent somebody through awake, and when he exited the portal, it was instant for our time, but the man had gray hair and a huge beard, and the only thing he said before he died was, "It's eternity in there."
Oh, God. Jeez.
But if you're asleep, then you can just teleport.
If your conscious mind is not awake, you don't perceive the time.
And you don't get gray hairs either.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, it's all about perception, I think, at that point. But yeah, no, this is, I think, a little bit better just because you can just do whatever.
Wait, so in this dream world, there's connection to, like, other realities?
Oh, yeah. Like, they have a realm of, like, depending on how far you go with it, like, there's the realm of the Fae and stuff, which obviously you don't want to deal with nearly as much. But there's that. But then you can also deal with mythological figures that, you know, like, old gods and stuff from history and stuff like that, because they're part of the dreaming.
Like the Cthulhu?
There is an aspect of that, but it's like cosmos.
Okay, I gotcha,
like,
yeah.
That's a different aspect of it that is kept tightly lidded that no one fucks with.
I gotcha.
But like, sense. Connection to the Llamaverse, No.
They banned that.
All right, not, that's as, the not DLC. As good.
They banned it. They said it's a lock behind paywall. There's just miserableness right there.
Tim's like, whatever universe I end up in, I will try my best to navigate
to the Llamaverse. Yes, that's right.
Tim will blow up a world saying, this is for a spell, I gotta return.
Grimshaw across the Llamaverse.
Kelly's like, I like real life.
No, mine's super obvious. I would be in the Pacific Rim universe. And Jed and I would pilot some heavily armored Jaeger together called, like, the Shore Raider or something like that. And it would just be, like, heavily armored. It'd have, like, giant scatter guns. And
the Oriole Raven.
Some huge chain gun. That's what I imagine. And maybe a shield. Some crazy like that.
Just be one giant Glock.
Yeah. Big Glock.
Your battle cry would be, take it to the warehouse.
But yeah, I'd want my existence in my fantasy world to be always an impending doom at the hands of gigantic monsters that never stop coming. But I'm in a giant robot.
You know, it's like it's really funny because I know where Kelly's coming from because he and I just watched the Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah,
and that movie was phenomenal, actually.
Oh yeah,
I was fantastic. I was tearing up, man. It was very, very emotional for a Godzilla movie. But no, I get it. It's the level of, like, the level you would feel at, like, all the time being in that kind of thing. You would definitely appreciate life more, I think.
I really love kaiju. They're just amazing.
Oh yeah. So mine, I'm gonna harken back to John's here. Star Wars. Technological advances, space magic, I mean, traveling, you know, light speed, like, it's all there. I think that when it comes to, like, medicine especially, like, just getting in a Bacta tank and just, like, getting better.
Yeah, you're good.
Like, that's it. I don't know, I didn't know if I could afford it.
Get burned up? Don't worry there, buddy.
Right, yeah, just get you in a Bacta tank. But
have,
like,
those
just
good old Bacta tank fever dreams. Yeah. I love those.
Man, I haven't had a Bacta tank fever dream in so long.
Well, yeah.
Not since New Year's Day.
get to wear those awesome Bacta tank diapers.
So there's really no downside.
There's really no downside to it. I think I just want to be in a Bacta tank, actually.
I just want my body to heal while I poop myself and have a fever dream.
I mean, that is basically what a hospital is.
Well, maybe you'll poop yourself as you fight these Scarlet Triad members. Last time,
legendary
after
transition.
There's an anchor.
That was top 10 at least.
See, to go back to it, like, if you go to the Star Wars universe, then you could literally recreate Eye of the High Ground and be completely fine.
Well, what we're about to do is fight a Wookiee as he loses in a gambling game.
I didn't mention that at the end of last episode, but there is a Wookiee in the room.
I knew it.
Shit.
Are they smoking death sticks?
No. But this one guy keeps trying to push him, and he knows if he pushes a little too far, he's going to get his arms ripped off. So, the end of last episode, you guys defeated the Witchfire that was actually that was created from one of Grimshaw's fallen companions in the Crimson Briar. And you guys also found another companion of his down in the gorge here, and his name was Sir Thorn. He was badly wounded, with both of his legs had broken when he suffered the fall. He didn't have catfall, which is the issue. I didn't build him like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you guys managed to rescue him, and when you came in, you guys thought you were going to fight more undead, and you guys had a very good plan that I really liked, because you saw you're fighting undead, and you had this cool idea where you were gonna cast Shillelagh on a club, so you get some extra damage off. It was gonna be good, and you walked into a room with a bunch of not dead, very living humanoids.
So. We tried so hard, it went and so, so far.
But in the end, yeah, they weren't undead anyway.
We'll make them dead, and they could come back as undead, yeah. And then we can use it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Revive them so I can kill them again. But you opened up the door, and you heard some people arguing, or sort of bickering, I guess, is the better word for it, as you open the door and you see two Scarlet Triad members, one of them being a Scarlet Triad thug, one of the dwarves that you know has the manacles and the flail. And you also saw this person, which I will show the picture to you again. It is a... this woman is bald, she has black lipstick, and she has, like, leather on, like, a
and
tight leather...
And she's pouring, like, Mountain Dew on her blade.
Yeah, yeah, which can't be good for
gamer,
you.
Gamer blade.
She goes, get ready for the gamer fuel.
Wait, is she an e-girl?
Thanks, shit. Chat. Thanks, chat. And then she does a little hearts.
We're fucked.
mods, ban him, please. Mods, please.
And Benson just deletes from the world.
Discord kitten uses ban. So how about we just get into combat here? Let me go ahead and add everybody. Oh, there was one thing that I need to mention, and that was that the Scarlet Triad thug, as you guys opened up the door, he screamed, "Get the fuck in here!" Not screaming at you, but it looked like he kind of put his head up as if he was calling past you. And you know that there was a door directly to the south.
Fuck.
When we get into combat, I want you guys to think about that.
Big yikes.
A door to the north or a door to the south?
The door to the south. So there's a door behind you guys right now. Kezra's directly in front of it, but there's a door directly behind you guys that it looked like he was calling towards that door. So let me go ahead and roll for them very quickly. And then roll for... whoever he was calling for, who could that be?
Golly gee.
And then I'm going to go around the room. Actually, let me go down the hallway in order here. So, Grimshaw, what is yours?
Oh, Grimshaw destabilized the time lat at is stuck in time. So I got a total of 15.
That's 15.
Poopy. So I'll probably still beat Kezra.
And you know, I believe in Kezra today.
You're so
Kezra,
funny. You're so funny. make fun of the slow kid.
Kezra, fuck you people.
30. I actually rolled well.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Double what Grimshaw got.
Wow. That's...
Look at that. Elkwood, what did you get?
32.
Oh.
And Benson.
Well, let me tell you, Jake. Benson rolled with intimidation.
Okay.
Because he is going to use a battle cry to enter this fight. Okay. And I rolled a natural 20.
Oh my god. I knew with the attitude he had behind. But let me tell you, Jake. It was a natural 20.
That means Benson got a 40.
Oh goodness. My gosh.
Which means your two little goons have to roll against my intimidation check.
Yes. So you.
Oh no, it's only one person. Correct.
It's only one person. Yeah.
I'm gonna do the crit scary bald lady.
All right, you're gonna go for the scary bald lady. That's fair. I think. God, I can never remember this correctly. You get a free intimidation check.
Yes. With my initiative.
Yeah, with your initiative. Okay. All right, so go ahead and make, go and do your intimidation check.
She has
check.
To roll against my initiative.
Oh.
Wait, is that how it works?
No, I thought it was,
you're right. I have to make a roll.
Yeah, you still have to make a roll.
34, 14 on the
roll. Wow.
That is still a critical success, so
oh
you know
my
what?
Gosh.
Damn.
So Frightened 2, off the bat for her. All right. She's frightened. Okay. Let's begin the encounter. Sir Benson Black, it is your
what?
Turn.
What? Really? Okay, Benson is going to move into the room. He's going to pass up Grimshaw, and he's just going to say, "Watch our back." And he is going to run to the corner.
Okay.
And start attacking this lady.
Okay.
Grimshaw doesn't respond because he's frozen in time.
Shit.
See him just standing there, like, sort of twitching his hands.
kind of a middling roll. 29?
That is a hit.
Okay.
She's frightened, so...
I'm just going to use the damage. Here. 13 points of damage.
Alright.
And second strike at map, plus 14. Ah, shit, that's a miss.
Okay.
Unless a 19 hits, which...
It does not, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Elkwood, it's your turn.
Okay. Elkwood is... Shit, Kezra's right there. Mm. Because I was trying to have an idea, but since no one else rolled higher... So
you guys are, except for Benson now, the three of you are, like, cramped in a hallway and, like, a stair coming up and angled, so it's a really weird cramped hallway right now. And Elkwood is just around the corner, so he actually can't really see into the room.
Mm-hmm. So what he's going to do, because he doesn't want to get also jam-packed in this hallway, like, narrow hallways are his weakness right now. He is going to take a move action, stride. Jump onto the table.
Okay. The table in the corner of the room?
Yes.
Leaps atop the table.
Yeah.
Hunts prey on this dude here.
The thug?
Yep. And chucks the star knife at him.
Alrighty.
So let's go, baby. Oh shit. 32 to hit.
Oh. That's gonna be hit, yeah.
He's not undead, so my precision actually does something.
There we go.
17 points of damage.
Ugh, what a killer. What a killer.
Alright. And
okay.
I'm done.
All right, Kezra, it's your turn.
So, they called to the room behind me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cool. Kezra will turn around and face the door. He puts up his hands, and a massive wall of light appears in front of the door and stretches all the way down the hallway.
Wait, what?
What?
And the color of this wall is red.
Prismatic.
Okay.
Wall. What? Prismatic wall?
Chromatic wall.
Chromatic wall.
Okay.
What? I've never even heard of that.
Prismatic wall is a ninth level spell in 5e.
Is it?
But chromatic wall
chromatic
is
different,
It's different.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait. Sorry, it is a... Sorry, it is a orange wall.
Orange wall, okay. All right,
and it is different. Completely opaque.
Correct. Okay.
That's my turn.
That's your turn.
Three-action spell.
It's a three-action spell.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
It must be so powerful then.
Okay, so the person in this room is going to come up. Going to open the door.
And they can't see
anything.
And
then they can't see anything. And so then they're just going to be like, the hell's that? And then they're just going to try to push through.
Roll a reflex save.
Okay, I'm okay with that. 24.
Failure. So you will take 25 acid damage.
Whoa.
Oh.
Damn.
That's not what I...
Do they make it through the wall?
What?
I imagine they would need to try to push me out of the way.
It was just trying to like push through because it didn't know what it was, so it just put his hands out and he's just like trying to like push through. So he's gonna make an athletics check against your 42 DC to try to like shove because he has no idea what's going on. He's just like, what the hell's this?
There's just a meatball in front of me.
It's a really muscular meatball.
Nothing but Orange Crush.
18, I imagine, is a failure.
I guess my 42 DC.
Yeah.
It's a critical failure.
Failure.
Wait, what happens on a crit fail for a shove?
You take their lunch money.
Upside down.
Is it prone?
Critical failure, you lose your balance and fall prone.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so he goes to do this, and Kezra's massive peck pushes back on him, and he is now prone.
It's just a peck.
Does that count as him trying to go through the wall again?
I mean, yeah, he didn't make it through. Oh no, it doesn't go back through. If that's what you're asking, no. Okay, so he's prone, and then the other guy goes directly after him. So
this is so incredible.
His friend opens the door, runs through it, burns himself, gets burned by acid, and then falls down.
And then, so he's going to turn to his friend and be like, there's some muscular man on the other side of this wall. And his hands all burnt to shit.
This wall face is like indented.
I have been waiting for
a
good use of the spell for so long. I get this is my like sorcerer spell at ninth level, and I'm 10th level, and I've never used it.
It's cool.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so the other sneak is going to go up and stand over top of his friend's body, and he's just going to try to just stab through with the sword. He is standing over him on the map. I have them next to each other, but that's just for ease on my part.
It's okay. We can't see.
Yeah. Okay, so he's going to try to stab out with a rapier.
So it's a missed chance because the wall's opaque, right?
Yes. So it'd be a 50%
nice.
Missed chance.
Oh my gosh.
16 on the die, so he will get this off. 20 total.
Yes.
Second attack, missed chance. And a one, so he does not hit.
Wow.
Because of the mischance. So he's just like, well, I can't find him. There's nobody back there.
Didn't
and he's just like,
stumble on to like a great team comp.
I really like the use of that.
Jake's like, damn it.
It was really good.
It's good.
Cal, go ahead and give yourself a hero point, bud.
Hey!
Completely befuddled two Scarlet Triad sneaks as they were taking a nap.
Incredible.
So it comes to the Scarlet Triad thug. So it is his turn. He sees Benson harassing his poisoner. But he also sees Elkwood that just hit him pretty hard. So he is going to... He's going to take a step up, and he's going to try to swing at Elkwood.
Yeah. Sounds right. I mean, I would, too.
All right, so he's going to do a flail.
I'd swing at Elkwood, too. In real life, it's easier.
miss.
What was it?
21 total.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
And he's going to do it again with sweep. Miss.
Okay.
So he goes up, swings twice.
Dancing on top of the table.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Can't get me.
I'm a fifth level break dancer.
All right. It comes to the Scarlet Triad Poisoner's turn.
Hit me with it. I'm ready.
She's going to do something where she takes something very quickly and douses it onto the blade as she tries to run you through with it.
It's just like the art.
It's just like the art. So she has a little short sword that she's going to do this on.
Wait, is that... Oh, wait, no. Don't
worry.
What? I'm good.
All right. It's going to be 27.
No.
So it's going to be a miss. And then she is going to take a step up. She's going to step over to the door.
She's going to run away.
Yeah, she's going to try.
She learned her lesson. Oh, fuck, it's a champion in front of me. Can't hit it.
She tried to stab Benson, and she just hit Benson's breastplate without him even moving. And he was like, what was that?
Well, I was just thinking, too, anything with poison. I mean, count any success as a crit, so.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay, so... All right, that was her turn. Grimshaw.
All right, Grimshaw is going to try to cut off the I'm going to call out to Kezra first.
Kezra, do you need backup? Are you good?
I'm good.
All right.
Kezra, he moves up to the poisoner and is going to strike out with the Morning Star of Milani.
All right.
No, I really needed a good roll. 28.
28, that is... that's it.
It's a hit, but I wanted a crit because I wanted to shove.
I just want a crit.
I just want a crit.
Give me a crit.
Give me a crit.
Give me a crit.
I didn't crit enough last time.
Yeah, seriously.
19 points of the bludgeoning damage.
That's a good damage roll.
Yes, oh, it's really a good. Very good damage roll. And with my last action, I'm going to strike out again.
You're just going to say all no. Right. Stop.
Be like, I want this crit.
You have violated the law.
This crit.
trash. 18.
Yep, that's a miss.
That's what they call a trash roll.
That's what they call it. That's what they call in the business a trash roll.
Because it belongs in the garbage.
That belongs in a museum.
Benson, your turn.
Now, this is a really weird position for Benson because the poisoner is fleeing, but now there's a thug harrying Elkwood.
I'm fine. I have less health, but I am in a very good position here. I feel like the poisoner, we've never seen this thing before, so...
Mm-hmm.
Let's kill it as fast as possible.
Yeah, let's kill it as fast as possible. I don't want to know what it does.
Natty 17 on the die for a 36.
Benson's on fire, man.
36, against her?
Yep.
That's critical hit.
Alrighty.
Oh my gosh.
Holy shit.
How much, buddy?
That's 40 points of damage.
Yeah, boy.
Oh my gosh.
Goodness.
Benson doesn't like Mountain Dew.
Clearly.
I'm a code red kind of guy.
The thing is literally Benson, he's trained to fight humanoids. Like, this is bread and butter.
That's actually true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He moved, struck, now he is going to miss. With a 9 on the die. So, hey, 40 on the turn is pretty good.
What was the total, though?
For a 9? 23.
They're frightened one, and they're flat-footed.
No. Still not a hit. Yep. Still 40 points of damage and flat-footed now, because of the crit, so...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is Benson's turn. Elkwood, it is your turn.
Okay. So he's kind of dancing around the blade that this, or the mace that this guy is swinging around.
Yep.
And so he quick draws out his Elvish Curve Blade since he's just right there. And rolls a. Oh, God. Annual dice this time. 33 to hit.
Mm. 33. That is going to be a hit.
Beautiful. Damage. Oh, snake eyes. That is pitiful. You know how much I could do, and I got 12 points of damage. That was a one, a one, and a four on my d8s.
Brutal.
Jeez.
Brutal.
However, he's going to swing again because he's in full rotation mode. So that is a 27 hit.
That will hit on the second attack as well.
So just
God damn, still a beast.
Yeah, just regular damage, which is without the precision, 18 points of damage.
Wow.
That's still a solid fucking turn, man.
Plus two on top of that because of crap. What the hell is that called?
Forceful?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Forceful, oh yeah. The elvish curved blade is forceful. Yeah, I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, so good.
Yep. Yeah, and you know, for the shits and the gigs.
For the gigs?
For the gigs.
Bring out for the gigs.
For the gigs. Plus 10 to hit. 22.
That will be a miss, unfortunately.
I respect the try.
Yeah, I do. It's not every time I do it, so.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. Kezra, it is your turn.
All right, Kezra will back up down the hallway.
Dude, just toss a fucking fireball in there.
And he will hold the staff of fire aloft, and a swirling ball of fire will appear in his other hand as he launches it through the wall, and they will both roll reflex saves.
I love it.
Alrighty. So dead.
Well, they are snakes, though.
Fucking crazy shit.
They are snakes. I know. Okay. So that is going to be a 27 on the first one.
I think it's a fail.
Okay.
Yeah,
I feel like
it
is a fail.
Hot damn.
Yeah. And a 26, so another fail.
Oh my god. These guys are so fucked.
Like, what's going on?
Two fucked NPCs ever.
All right, they will both take 19 damage.
Okay, then. That hurt a lot. Okay, then.
They just walk through the acid wall now.
No, just walk through the acid wall.
Freely just skip through the acid wall. Follow the yellow brick road, motherfucker.
Okay, so it is going to be... Alright, so it's going to be the Scarlet Triad Sneak's turn. So they just got hit with a fireball, and they have an acid wall in front of them. So the one that... the one that is... Oh, I need to switch these two.
If they know how to cast Gust of Wind, they can disable the wall.
Do what?
If they know how to cast Gust of Wind, they can disable this particular color of wall.
Weird stipulation.
Let me check. No. So, he's going to stand up. So he is no longer prone and flat-footed and all that. And then, or off guard. And then he's going to run through the acid wall. Ow.
Reflex save.
Yep. Natural 20.
Aww.
Alright, well.
Somehow.
Somehow he gets through that blight of acid.
You know what he does? He takes the rapier and he goes, aha! And he cuts out a perfect shape of himself, like a Looney Tunes character.
Yeah.
And then he just walks through.
The mask checks out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Makes sense. So then he is going to go up and he is going to try and... he's going to do a feint against you, Kel.
Ooh.
And say, how dare you?
Okay.
30 total.
Against my
if he said that,
perception
he,
DC.
Yeah, he
gets to slap you with a glove.
Is that a success?
Yep.
Okay, so you are flat-footed.
Cool, and he's out of actions.
Off guard.
Because he got
he stood up.
Yes. Oh yeah, yeah.
So it means nothing then.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. He was going for the crit. Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Do, and then the second one. Second one is also going to run through. Aha!
Reflex save?
Reflex save. Another natural 20, please? Nope, 28.
That is just a success.
Okay, so.
So
happy
that's,
damage.
Yep,
Tim,
so that'll be.
We should both run back and just shove him through the wall again.
Oh my gosh. That's incredible.
Yeah, so that'll be 12 damage.
12 points of damage. Okay. So he's then going to try and run through and nimbly dodge around you. So he's going to do an acrobatics check against you.
this my fortitude DC or?
Yeah. 24.
Failure.
Okay, so he is stuck where he is.
Oh no, they're in a line.
Well, I guess he could try again.
Is there a map on that?
Oh no, it's my reflex DC.
Reflex DC.
Is it reflex DC?
Yes, I just checked. Would still be a failure.
Would still be a failure, okay. He's gonna try again. Oh! 31 total.
That's a success.
That's a success.
That's unfortunate.
Okay.
There's no map on that?
Yeah, seriously.
If there is, it would be a 26.
26?
I don't see map, no. It's a
move
action.
Move action.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah, it's only on attacks. Okay, so he does get through.
Okay.
All right, that is his whole turn, though.
Okay.
Cool.
I might have to leave the poisoner to you, Tim.
It is the Scarlet Triad Thug's turn. He sees the perfect opportunity to use his bread and butter. He's going to step up to Kezra, who is now surrounded by Scarlet Triad Seeks.
Yeah, this is bad.
He's going to... he took a step, so he can't do his three-action efficient capture, but he's still going to swing out with the flail, and target is within reach of at least two allies. So you are flanked, Kel.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a 24. Really bad. Really bad roll.
Oh, that's just a hit.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Oh, because of flat-footed. Fuck.
Because of flat-footed, yep. That is going to be 19 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And then he's going to do a second attack. Natural one.
There we go. Needed that.
You love to see it.
Yeah, Kezra's in a bad spot.
Not fine. The greatest spot.
Fine.
He's in a terrible spot. I was like, terrible spot. Yeah, speaking of the guy that can blink and do
Kezra, the eel, Deirajan.
Sneeze. You are slowed one until the end of your next turn as you have a sneezing fit.
It's not bad. Not bad at all.
Didn't take you. Wow. Didn't take your attack.
Nope. I also know that know that one. I almost typed in sneeze to try to find the fucking.
That's actually huge because he can't use his three action next turn.
Whoa! Yep.
All the poison fumes from the poisoner has been getting to him these past couple of days down here.
That's why they're bickering.
Unventilated cavern.
Stop vaping in here.
Just blowing fat clouds.
Okay. So that was his turn. He is slowed. It's going to be the Scarlet Triad Poisoner's turn now. She is going to... let's see. Who's she? Okay, so she's flanked by two...
Champions.
Two thick boys.
This is the bad time.
That's probably the worst place you can be in this entire map right now. Between.
I know. okay, so she is going to... Who does she want to stab out at? I think she wants to...
I did just crit her.
You did just crit her. So yeah, I think that she'll stab out at you. So she'll stab out at you with a short sword.
Or she could just drink a bunch of hemlock and you're fine.
She could do that, Jake.
I think she's no longer frightened at this point, right?
Yes, at this point she should no longer be frightened.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I critted, so that was too frightened too.
Okay, got it. Alright, alright, so she's gonna stab it with her short sword. Yeah! 38.
Hey, ooh. That's gonna hit. Okay. That's immediate.
Alright.
Ooh.
That is gonna be 14 points of slashing damage.
Ouchie. And what save?
Fortitude save.
Okay, I'm all right at those.
Oh no, fortitude save.
Oh no, yeah, I'm fucking fine. Let me pull up my sheet.
I don't know why, John, but you literally reminded me of Cal. Like,
yeah, 37.
37. Yeah, that is going to be a success. Okay, and then she's going to.
Success.
Yeah. So that is going. So then she's going to open up the door and then she's going to run. What's her speed? Okay.
Wait, come back. Come back.
I want to tell you about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
okay. That was her turn. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Benson, do I give chase or do I aid?
That's a tough question here, because we...
I feel like you don't want her getting away, though.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Benson goes, go after her, I'll help the others.
Elkin, I can handle it.
Yes.
All right.
Benson's not chasing anybody down, let's be honest.
Use your 80 feet of movement. And
use your 80 feet of movement.
I cast bullshit.
20 about... Oh, I get there with one action.
So you go down the hall a little bit, and then you find that she just made it around the corner.
I told you, you're not going anywhere.
And I'm going to strike out with the Morningstar of Milani. It hungers for the blood of the oppressor. Well, it wasn't that hungry, but I think I might still hit with a 30.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes, that will hit.
just a little peckish.
It's just a bit peckish.
I mean, let's be honest, I wouldn't hit Benson, but...
That is 14 points of damage.
14, okay.
It's like I really want to get around her, but I don't think I could tumble through because it's against her reflex DC. So... I think...
She's just going to keep running, though.
I know, she's just going to keep running. Though. I think I can, yeah. I think I can. With that in mind, I will strike again. It's okay. It feels like always such a tough decision. Strike again.
I'm just going to keep doing damage.
Oh, gosh. For throws like that, I don't think so. Nah. So that's a 23 miss.
Yep, that'll be a miss. Right, top of round three. Benson,
entrusting this poisoner at Squeezing Ally, will fly over the poker table. You know, maybe collecting all the money that's on the poker table. But he will move over and attack this thug that is harrying his sorcerer's friend.
All right.
11 on the die for a 30.
30, that is going to be it.
All right. Let me bring up strike. No, I want damage. Wow, I'm really bad at this. Damage. Ooh. That is 19 points of damage.
Nice. That's
solid.
Okay. Yeah.
And another roll. Natty 16 on the die. That's another 30.
Another hit.
Oh my gosh.
Might just take him out.
Rolling rocks tonight. 16 points of damage.
Ow.
Oh, wait. No, these guys were HP sponges.
Yeah, these guys are pretty chunky.
These are the thugs. These are the they literally have something called bully push. So they're tough. Okay. Elk, it is your turn.
Okay. So Elkwood, he's just going to stay where he is, and he's just going to keep hammering. Blows here, because why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Why not? 28 to hit.
That's it.
Okay. Roll better this time. 18 points of damage.
Oh!
Whew! Alright, and he's going to swing again. He's on Whirling Dervish here.
Yep.
Let's see. 13 will die. Four.
You do the link swing.
Yeah.
See, so 13 on the die, that gets me another 28.
Jesus. Oh,
another hit.
That's fun when it calculates like that. 18 points of damage, holy shit.
Jesus!
What?
That's an 8 and a 4 on the die, and the previous one was...
Goodness gracious.
That should be illegal.
Dude, like, it's 8, 4... plus 6, my proficiency modifiers. Oh, add that 2 extra on that because of forceful.
Mm.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it'd be 20 points of damage.
Got it.
And do I swing for the
fuck
fences?
It. Swing for the fences.
Plus 10 to hit. 17 on the die. 27 to hit.
That is exactly a hit.
No way.
Oh my god.
What the fuck, Elk?
And 21 points of damage.
Oh!
Please describe your kill.
Oh my god.
I feel like this is the most brutal thing we've ever seen.
You're just smacking over and over again. And actually, just because I want to, Jake, it's forceful, so I think it goes up to plus 4.
Of course.
But yeah, no, like he's just slashing, like he sees Benson slash him, and then like while he's dancing on the table, he is just like spinning, starts the rotation, and just slashes against his chest, slashes in the exact same point, and then hits him again. And it's just like this groove that just deepens into his chest and just cuts him right across.
Repeatedly opens more and more until eventually it's just the viscera of bone.
Yeah. He like stops and he just kind of like poses on the table for a moment. His blood is just everywhere.
Benson's like, Jesus, dude. That was brutal.
Excessive. Good goodness.
Don't cry for the fat. For the oppressors.
All right. Kezra, it's your turn.
Well, I was going to do something to take care of that guy, but you guys fucked him up, so I'm going to think of something else to do. Didn't expect him to die on that round.
I didn't either.
Oh. Yeah, me neither.
For what it's worth, I didn't either.
Yeah, dang. Okay. Alright, Kezra is going to shove the sneak back through, try to shove him back through the wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll need a crit success, but his fortitude, he doesn't look like a
I believe in a
very
thing
stout
called
dude.
Let's go.
And that got pretty good.
Yeah, he's nimble. He's a sneak, so.
Alright, that will be a 31.
And that is a critical success, so there you go.
10 feet back.
Way.
Tim, I don't know.
I have 18 in athletics. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Tim, I don't know if we had the Benny Hill music, but I'm really feeling that one at this point.
So he goes back to the wall and rolls a reflex save.
That's
and he has to roll a reflex
amazing.
Save against this. 20, so it's a fail.
It's a fail, so he takes 25 acid damage.
God,
25 straight up.
Oh my god.
Goodness. Is it 25 every time?
It's just 25 straight damage, yep.
Whoa.
Wow.
And he's got to run back through.
Yes. And he has to run back through it to leave the room,
just,
yeah.
I just hope he walks through, takes damage, and just becomes a skeleton.
Yeah.
To get cartoon-like.
I'm no longer concerned in this combat. I think we got it.
I was when they were calling for backup and we were facing the poisoner, I was like, this is going to be really tough.
I was really worried.
And then Kezra with the chromatic wall just eviscerated the combat.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Man. That's why I gave him a hair point.
And,
it was,
And then Elkwood literally eviscerated
literally.
The combatants.
Benson's dropping 40s.
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
Yeah, so I have two more actions left.
Two more actions.
Funny thing is, we're never going to roll like this for a boss fight.
You know what? No. He's going to reach back his head and launch a lightning breath through the wall. So roll a reflex save.
Alright, so the other, Charlie tries to sneak, so this is the one that dodged past you to get into the room.
No, I'm launching it through the chromatic wall.
Oh, at the guy you just shoved. Yeah, okay.
That other guy's gonna die very quickly.
Okay, yeah, I gotcha.
Okay.
So that is gonna be a 30, actually.
Alright, so that'll be half damage.
Yep.
Which is fine, because this attack is strong. 13 lightning damage.
Okay. Alright, you can still hear him, so he is still alive.
He has to come back through one way or the other.
He does.
The other sneak just got welcomed into the fucking blender.
I know, right? So this is the Scarlet Tri- So this is the guy that you just shoved through the wall and electrocuted him. How much damage does he take if he goes through?
25 on a failed reflex save.
So he... Okay.
Oh, he's got a chance?
Yeah. He has a chance, I think.
I thought these guys were pretty good on reflex.
They do. They are good on reflex.
But it's Jake rolling.
It is me rolling. Let me just see if it's a natural 20. It was not. Yeah. So, he goes diving through, and like the cartoon bit we just had earlier, he's just a skeleton at the end of it.
Nice. So
as he tries to like cut his way through, yeah. And as he does, he sort of stumbles, and you just see his like acid burned skin just like all over, and he's just like, and he dies.
Oh God, Kezra, that was a bit much.
This is a dream combat for Kezra.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Small, defined rooms and hallways.
Yep.
Yeah, Kezra was due. Kezra has been a little ineffective recently.
I know.
Terrible journey through this dungeon so far.
It's so bad for you. Okay. The other Scarlet Triad Sneak, he sees the situation and is just like, fuck this. And he goes running to the north. Oh. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. 5, 10, 15. He comes up behind Grimshaw. And then he's going to make a move to try to dodge past you.
So he's going to try to tumble through.
He's going to try to, yeah, tumble through. There we go.
All right, well, that's pretty
big. I could not remember the word.
Possibility. My reflex is not the best.
Yeah. 25?
That's a fail.
It's a fail. Whoa. Okay, so he does not make it.
Though. Whoa! Where do you think you're going?
You ain't going nowhere.
I got you for 3 minutes.
3 minutes of playtime.
No, I'm actually being serious. Where are you going?
I'm trying to leave this godforsaken place.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't godforsaken until you entered it, and I'll make sure it's not anymore.
I've asking for redemption. It comes to the Scarlet Triad Poisoner's turn. She is going
Does
to...
Does she have dark vision?
Does she have dark vision? That's a good question.
I think technically the sneak has another action left.
No, because it took him 2 move actions to get up to...
Yeah, I think you can use the tumble through as part of a move.
Oh, as part of a move.
Yeah, as long as you have space to move, it's...
Oh, you're right,
It's used as part of that move, so he can try again.
Alright, so... I guess he could. Yeah, I guess he could because it's not. Yeah, it's not a map. So yeah, he'll try again. Huh. Even worse, actually.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Okay. Wonderful.
Okay. So, anyway, Poisoner's turn. The Poisoner. So she does not have dark vision, but there is some light pouring out from the northern cubby over here. So that is where she's going to try to like make her way to.
What's the process of like trying to navigate in the dark?
Yeah, does she have
light? We were doing the witch fire situation, like people were like immolated, so they were like casting light. So I know that there's that torch right there, and it provides like, is it 30 feet of regular or 20 feet of regular, and then another 20 feet of dim?
Well, for
something?
One, I think Kezra took that torch that was there where you guys are standing. Because I think he lit it and then picked it up.
There was a torch in this corner that I picked up. There's a lit torch here.
Yeah.
And also, there is a 120-foot wall down here that is making 20 feet of bright light and then another 20 feet of dim light.
Understood.
Okay.
So there's a lot of light.
There's a lot of light. Okay. All right. Okay. She's going to run across the bridge, and she's going to get to the other side. And she is going to. She's going to take out a. She's going to take out her crossbow. And then she's going to try to shoot you with it.
That's just. I do not have line of sight on her. Does she have line of sight on me?
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, I can. I can see line of sight.
Interesting.
It might be because you're like just behind the corner. Oh, you know what?
Like, if I click on my token, I can't see...
You know why? Because I had to snap the walls specifically. The walls on... Here, let me change that around, actually. Because if I, like, put the wall where it actually is, you can probably see... Hold on. There you go.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, I see. All right, so you'll get cover from this.
Okay, cool.
But she will take a shot with a crossbow now. Mm. And a miss.
Hmm.
Ooh, crossbow goes flying by her head. All right.
No.
Okay. So, and then that was her turn. In which case, it comes to Grimshaw.
Is she how is she looking? Like, is she looking messed up, or is she looking pretty hale and healthy?
She looks bloodied. Yeah.
Bloodied. Hmm. I turn to the sneak that's right behind me, and I go, "Don't go anywhere. Stay. Stay." And I run up to one action.
To the poisoner?
To the one action of the poisoner.
Uh-huh.
Second action, strike with the Morning Star of Milani. You're kidding me. Natural 2, so that's a miss.
Yeah. That'd be a miss.
Milani is letting you down.
Letting me completely down.
Should just, you know, worship a winner like I am today.
Oof. I don't think it's Milani's fault. I think it's Grimshaw's fault.
That sounds like a Grimshaw deal.
That sounds like a Grimshaw problem. Hey, but you know, it's not a Grimshaw problem. A nat 20.
Hey.
There we go. That's all I wanted.
There's Milani.
All right, what do you want? Which type do you want?
Give me that piercing. Pierce. Oh,
you have chosen wisely, my friend. Heart shot. Triple damage, yes. And the target takes 1d4 persistent bleed damage.
Oh my god.
Alright, come on. Cave double eights. Chest. Double eights, let's go.
And don't forget your critical specialization.
No freaking way. Double eights.
Oh, good lord.
Oh my god. Oh.
Boxcars.
Holy shit. Oh my gosh.
You literally ate her chest in.
You could not get any better. He charges forward and winds up with the Morning Star of Milani and smashes her against the wall, so 10 feet against the wall, and does 66 points of damage.
Oh,
oh
shit.
And the death drinking, as she is crushed against a wall, he continues to lift up his Morning Star.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes another 2 damage away.
Okay. All right. And there was persistent damage?
1d4 persistent bleed.
She's still up.
Okay. Roll the persistent damage there for me.
Oh, snap. You're just like going to let me roll it now?
Technically takes another turn, but...
Oh, well, that's true. Oh, you know what? Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it yet.
And then with my last action... I'm going to close the distance again. And I just walk up to her. And I say, any last words before you meet Milani?
And she might respond on her turn. Benson, it is your turn.
All right. Well, we just heard a huge fucking smash happen outside.
You hear what sounds exactly like 8 sets of ribs break?
Oh, god damn. I guess I'll just attack the sneak as I run up.
Yeah, so you go in the hallway and you see the sneak there.
Just caught him.
Get out of the way!
Yeah, the sneak just saw his buddy get, like, crushed.
29?
Mm-hmm. That is it.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. 15 points damage.
Okay.
And last attack. Natty 17 on the die. God damn. So, Tim, 15 plus 17. Or 14 plus 17.
32. Oh, 14 plus 17?
Yeah.
31.
31 to hit. That gets a hit.
19 points of damage.
Oh my gosh.
Ugh. Chonky hits.
Yeah.
Jeez.
For real.
Wait, no, I didn't have enough movement. I only would have got the one attack off.
Oh, okay.
My
bad.
So
give him back 19 then?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're counting that you have the long strider on, right?
Because
we got the wands and then we just used them.
What, do you have 30 feet of movement now?
You might have, I think, 25.
He has normal movement.
You have 15.
Nope, I would have needed.
Still, okay.
I had 5 feet short.
Mm. Got it.
That sucks. But, you know.
Interesting. Okay, so give him back the 19, and Elkwood, your turn.
Okay. So Elkwood, seeing that everything just kind of cleared up, he is going to take one move action to get up here.
All right, so you're in the hallway with Benson and the sneak.
Okay, so for tumble through, that's only like a thing that rogues can do, or...
Anyone can do
it's
it.
Just, it's just acrobatics.
Anyone can try.
And it's part of your move action, so you can use a second move action to tumble
through. Second move action, he's going to try to tumble through, so I'll keep him here for the moment. I just don't know if I can do it with a plus 21 to acrobatics.
Whoa.
You dick.
That's a 31 acrobatics.
31, that is a success. So
he just runs past Benson and slides just, I don't know, like jukes. Like,
welcome back to the fucking blender.
Yeah. You jump off the wall as you're descending the stairs and just land on the other side of both of them.
Yeah. So you slide down, or jump over the steps while what he's on.
Mm. So he's just there. I have the sword in hand and I just don't hunt prey. I just cut at him.
Okay.
And what is my roll? No Hunter's Edge.
That's Legolas shit right here.
It really is. 34 to hit.
Oh!
That, because you are flanking, that has been a critical hit.
Okay. Yeah. Good night.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so no precision on this. But this is... Man, almost did the same as you did, Tim. Almost rolled boxcars. 8 and a 6 on my D8s.
Disgusting.
That is 40 points of damage.
Oh! Jesus. My God. Okay.
It's
incredible.
Yeah, so now he's sandwiched in between us.
Yes, he's on the steps with Benson at the top and Elkwood now below him as you just cut his stomach open.
Call that the fuck sandwich.
He just smiles. And like Elk's just smiling at him, just like, hey, what's up?
Can you imagine two bigger killers just flanking you?
Right. All right, it is Kezra's turn.
Kezra's just going to...
make himself a lemonade.
Might as well.
He's literally going to start looting the room. If he sees like a tankard of ale, he's literally just going to go drink it and start looking for shit.
Go up to the poker tank, for fuck's sake.
There is some ale, and there is also two half-eaten Rubens on the table.
Right, yeah, Kezra just sits down and starts chowing away, having a beer.
Where...
He saw all those big motherfuckers leave the room chasing those people down. He's like, they're dead. There's nothing I need.
This Scarlet Triads people don't even have no gains.
Yeah, Kezra feels good. He melted a person, and he's going to reward himself. Start getting that focus point back.
There's a... on the table, there's also 5 gold, 10 silver, and 20 copper pieces.
Hey, sweet. So,
they're playing poker, so... Yeah. it is the Scarlet Tri-Sneak's turn. He's going to go to... I need to leave! He's going to try to make a acrobatics check against you, Elkwood.
Against Elkwood's reflex?
Against Elkwood.
What is,
Don't worry about it. It was a 20 total, so 20 against your probably reflex DC.
Welcome to something. The fuckhole.
Yeah, he has to beat a 32.
Oof. Yeah. So he critically failed then.
I don't think there's a critical fail.
Okay.
He just kind of like pushes him back. He's like,
no.
All right, he's gonna try again. No. he's gonna try to stab you, Elkwood.
Okay.
I hope he hits.
Take this then. 31.
Oh, that hits me.
Alright, Retribute Strike.
Yes.
All right. So hold on. Let's do the damage first. Let's do the damage first. 10 points of piercing.
So no piercing.
Oh my
god. But
gosh.
Wait. And then he's gonna do the... he's gonna add some precision damage here. Hold on. Because he's gonna activate the beak on his rapier. So an extra 1d4... extra 4 points of damage, so total of 14 points of piercing damage. So 2 total, right?
Yep.
Wow.
Ow.
That's all.
He's flat-footed.
Now you may take your retributive strike against his flat-footed ass.
That was a middling roll, but I rolled a 10, so that's a 29.
That is still a hit.
Jeez. I love flanking.
Flanking is wonderful.
17 points of damage.
Please describe your kills. He had 9 hit points left.
As he is attempting to run around, and he, like, goes to stab at Elkwood and actually chips him, but doesn't realize that he just turned his back on a fucking pallet of my own day. And just, from behind, just Benson's bastard sword goes right into his clavicle and just goes halfway through his chest, halfway down his chest, and he just drops like a sack of grain.
Mm.
Well struck.
All right. He is dead. Next, it is going to come to the Scarlet Tribe Poisoner. So she looks at you as you said, any last words? And she just goes, shut the fuck up! And she is going to try to continue running.
No, she takes the 1d4 bleed first.
Okay.
This poisoner had a lot of fucking health.
4 points of bleed.
She had 1 hit point.
Yeah, I knew it. You just straight up exploding heart technique from Kill Bill. So like she goes right. One and just her heart just done.
Just stops. And she was pulling up the crossbow to take another shot at you before running. Mm. And so she pulls the crossbow up to like take a shot and then she just and she falls to the ground dead.
Mm.
Amazing. What a fight.
I think this is might be the luckiest fight we've ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
it's up there.
And hats off to Kezra for this entire fight.
He made big problems small real quick.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because if those snakes got in, they would have just caused havoc. And...
Yeah, yeah.
I was gonna do something really funny to the thug dude, but you guys killed him too quickly.
No spoilers?
Nope. It's a spell I haven't. Nope. It's a spell I've never used, so I'm not gonna do it.
Oh wow.
Okay. So you guys have 2 rooms and 4 bodies to loot.
Benson's going to start looting the sneak he just obliterated.
Uh-huh. Okay. Sneak has the typical stuff. He's got the rapier, 2 daggers. Or no, he has. Is it? Oh, this is the thrown version. So he has the dagger, the rapier, and I don't think he has...
Is it all mundane stuff, or...?
It's the manacles, the keys, the manacles. He's got the eepsules.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all mostly all right. Mundane. Same thing on the other sneak. The thug has the +1 flail. Mm. He did have a javelin, mundane chainmail, manacles, and keys to manacles as well. All the manacles have the symbol of the Scarlet Triad on them, though, so yeah, don't use those.
They get crushed.
Yeah.
Yep. They get melted down and turned into, I don't know, keys to open manacles.
I think Grimshaw just crushes them.
Yeah.
We used to make iPhone frames.
Okay. The Scarlet Triad Poisoner, however, she had some stuff on her... so she had a +1 short sword. She had... No, sorry, it was a mundane short sword.
Oh.
Interesting.
Hmm.
She did have, however, a +1 crossbow.
Might just be good for Grimshaw to just have that.
I have a dex +1, so probably not.
You're right, I'm wrong.
Yeah, why would anyone use a crossbow? God.
It's really weird. It says so in the inventory tab,
yeah.
Or like under her like equipment, it does say it's a +1 short sword, but that's not actually calculated into the short sword. Oh, it's not a striking. Never mind. That's why. So it's a +1 short sword, not striking. Mm. The crossbow is +1 striking. Mm. So anyway, she had expanded alchemist tools, which is cool.
Wow. Yeah, that was good.
Alchemist tools, so Kezra
will take those.
Yeah.
I will take those.
She had a pair of good manacles on her, along with the keys to the manacles, leather armor. She had a greater antidote. She had 10 bolts, 9 bolts now in her crossbow. And as you look at them, you can tell that they are tipped with something.
Hmm.
You might have some fun with this, Elkwood.
Alchemical?
Yes.
It's a venom. So
crafting?
Nature or...
Grimshaw is like, he's collecting all the goods because Kezra's back out there, having a drink and and just kicking back. Grimshaw, he takes like the body, takes everything that was good, tosses in the gorge, like, I'll deal with this later. And then he
He walks back to Kezra, and he shows him one of the bolts, and he's like,
"Shoma's got me with this. Does he think he can find out what it is? But I've never seen anything like it."
Kezra, a big mouth full of Reuben and beer. Oh yeah, sure.
Oh, you might want these too.
And he puts the expanded alchemist tools.
Either your friend back in the castle. I think that kobold seemed pretty adept.
Oh yeah, he's a great.
mouthful, Reuben.
He said nature check too, right?
He's drinking a beer.
It's venom. So either alchemical stuff or nature might be able to identify this.
26 nature.
Yeah, I only did a 20 for crafting. I didn't do well.
Put down your beer.
21, sorry.
He's half looking at it, dips the dart in the beer, spices it. That's better. Swish. Gives it a kick.
Because he's like, oh yeah, it's spider venom.
This is giant scorpion venom, in fact.
Okay.
Scorpion venom is excruciating, and its effects are somewhat debilitating. So it is I'll give you the stats on it, because it's very cool, and you'll now have access to it. Saving throw, DC 22 fortitude. Maximum duration of 6 rounds. Stage 1 is 1d10 poison damage and enfeebled 1. Stage 2 is 2d10 poison damage and enfeebled 1. And stage 3 is 2d10 poison damage and enfeebled 2. So that can go on for 6 rounds.
Wow. And you said there were 5 of them? 5 bolts?
9
now, because she used one. She also had... on the tip of her sword, the tip of her sword is, was doused with something as she tried to stab with it, just didn't go through. It looks like this is a very interesting looking, a chemical thing. I will say that only craft alchemy will be able to identify this one.
Just have basic craft.
Yeah.
Rolling like shit. 25.
I'm gonna say that it is not going to work on this. Only because it is rare. I will say that. That's the reason why here is that it is a rare poison.
So try it's again. Do Baja Blast.
We should we should put this somewhere where someone doesn't accidentally touch it. If you can't identify what it is, perhaps we need to find out what this is, because if this is the kind of like the next phase of the triad, we need to be aware of what kind of weapons they're using so we can find the appropriate antidote or countermeasure for it.
Yeah, so the sword itself is fine to touch. Like, to its usefulness will go away, but... I just meant that the poison itself would lose effectiveness after this time anyway.
Do you think we'd be able to ever find out what it is, or is it just gonna
definitely. Like, I'm just saying that some of the I'm just saying that its potency would be gone.
Understood.
Now.
Okay.
Other than that, that is all that they have.
Tell me, that Reuben you're eating, Kezra, how good does it taste? Is it Bob good?
It's a little cold, but you know, better than what we've been eating on the road for several days.
No. I don't think you understand the question. I need to know if Bob made this Reuben.
Did we eat Bob's Reubens when we were up?
We did.
Yeah,
canonically.
Yeah. And they were amazing.
Yeah.
They were incredible.
Is it a Bob Reuben, Jake?
You don't think it's a Bob Reuben.
It's definitely Denny's. Fuck touch trash.
This thing can't touch Bob's Reuben.
Okay.
General shit.
All right.
Benton puts his sword back in.
Yeah, right?
If this is a Bob Reuben, then Sir Thorn would be in danger. But if it's as crappy as you say, then just a run-of-the-mill Reuben, I think we're safe.
Yes.
I can't trust anyone. Not even Bob.
Just take some of the poison from the sword and scrape it in. It's diluted enough. You're like, nope, this... Okay, here we go. That's good.
I think that thug's halitosis and bad tooth decay made it even worse.
Ugh, let's take some of the bite. Was this a tonsil stone in here?
Why? Why? Why are you eating that?
I really like corned beef.
A ribbon still
reads. I can't grab the other sandwich.
let me go to the room before we move on too far. Grimshaw, you know this room. This is the recreation room. This is pretty much where you and your friends would play poker.
Ruben is a Ruben. Couldn't go one episode without a SpongeBob reference.
No, that would be impossible for us.
So this is the rec room. Know,
yes, okay. Yes. This is the rec room. The room to the south where the sneaks came from. Mm-hmm. You would know that to be the sleeping quarters. So there are four bunk beds in there.
Yeah. How's my bunk looking?
It looks like somebody was sleeping in here.
Oh, gross! Is that dandruff?
Awful dandruff. Really bad.
Does it burn it? Burn it all?
I did technically watch a fireball.
You need
a
clinical evaluation.
You did technically watch a fireball.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Maybe it's just the ash. Okay.
I love the idea that he's like, Kezra, burn it. Kezra's like already burning it. Like, what?
I think I do want to examine this room to see if, I don't know, see if I can see anything else. Any more messages, hidden messages, that sort of thing.
You peel the room over. It looks recently used, okay. So it looks like maybe some of the Scarlet Tribe members have been working out of here now. Which is kind of a spit in your face. If there was anything here at some point, it was found by the Scarlet Triad.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah.
And there's nothing else in the rec room. Like, where are they in these barrels?
It's all ale. And we can't keep going upstairs to get the ale. You know what I'm saying? It's just inefficient.
We keep all the lean down here.
That makes sense.
But you have to go upstairs for Reuben. If you want a Reuben, you walk for it.
The ale's free. The Reuben, you gotta.
You
put
earn the Reuben, goddamn.
Kezra's gonna detect magic over both rooms real quick.
Kezra's gonna detect magic over both Reubens.
Above both Reubens.
The Reubens are way in hell. These are magic Reubens.
These are completely mundane Reubens.
We found a mundane Reuben.
You can tell if it was made with magic, that means it's probably a little more artificial. So,
right.
Exactly like a perfected homemade Reuben.
That's right, yeah.
Except for Bob's magic Reubens.
You search over the two rooms. No, you don't find anything besides their weapons that glow with the plus one striking and all that jazz. Okay.
So looking back at the map, that very first area where the fountain was, across from the fountain, is that a door or is that just leading back upstairs?
So if you look, yeah, so that door that you see in that room, that leads back up to the the Thorny Rose.
Okay, so we're pretty confident that the room right across from here is the last room, then.
Yes. All right. So you know this to be the room where. You know that this would be a lab where High Enchanter Malice, where he would work. He would work on his alchemy. He would work on his spells and stuff like that. He was pretty useful for you guys. The fact that you haven't found him yet leads you to think he might be up to something. But you also haven't found Marvin. So of the people that you were told that. How Alvin saw,
right.
You're like, I haven't seen Marvin, I haven't seen Malice, I found Sir Thorn and he was alive, but I definitely know that Athena died.
Grimshaw, how much more of this place do we have to discover?
This is the last room.
There's last two rooms, I should say.
There's two rooms, actually, but this is
the gateway to the two rooms.
Yes. Yeah.
Just beyond here, there's a room, and then...
So there's the lab, and then what's the other room?
Over here to the east of the lab, that is the that's the main sleeping area that High Enchanter Malice would use.
Would use the sleeping area.
Yeah. Okay. So the people that would sleep in the quarters down here, they were not like lower ranking or whatever. It's just that, you know, they were always on the move. Hyantictor Malus stayed here, so he had a pretty decent setup. Okay.
So looking at the map, so we have the we're in the game room right across there, like 5 feet away is another door. To the right is where the poisoner tried to escape, and it kind of snakes around back to the gorge. And then if you go north, that's kind of where we first entered the room where the witchfire was. And then to the left, what is that? It looks like kind of a stair or something. So right,
right there. Wait, can you actually see that?
Yep.
Not supposed to see that.
No, you're not supposed to. I was surprised you could at all. Oh wait, let me take your token over there. I want to see what you can see.
Let me take your token.
I can see it too.
Like,
I'm
pit.
Not even in the.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
Everyone can.
Huh. That is interesting. Oh, you know why? Because I didn't put a single wall in one spot. Hmm. And so it made it available.
So
to
forgive
you.
Yourself.
Yeah. So forget you saw that. I'll tell you. It was a wall that I did not include there. So
it's essentially nothing.
It's nothing.
Okay. Because I was I don't know why I thought maybe like do I know of like a secret passage to get into the other room or sort
no,
of thing?
No.
Okay.
No. It was this map that I found on Reddit. I don't use every aspect
gotcha,
of
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
So you guys,
one way in.
You guys have a room, across the way from the rec room that Grimshaw would know that was High Enchanter Malice's room.
Ready to go in.
I didn't take a single hit. Is anyone hurt?
I took 14 points of damage.
Yeah, okay. I didn't take it. I took 2 points of damage.
Right,
Kelly? Kezra could use a lay on hands and a 10-minute rest.
Alright, so, I'll give you that.
We'll DM my Reuben.
If we're going to take a 10-minute rest, then I'll lay on hands myself and get myself back up to full.
There we go.
32 points of healing kill.
Right on. Alright, yeah, and before
isn't
we go
just
in,
30?
Kezra,
is it just 30?
It's 30.
30, sorry.
So, Kezro, since we're nearing the end.
Yes.
How about some enchantments?
Don't know what we're going to see beyond these doors, but it's not going to be good.
All right, take
your
pick.
Hearing about enchantments.
I have a stone skin to give out. I could give out some haste, and I could give out some enlarge.
Are we going to be able to move through these doors if we're enlarged?
It would just take two move act, or an extra 10 extra 5 feet of movement to get through the doors.
Difficult terrain. Yeah.
I mean, I'll take a stone skin all day. Unless Tim wants it.
I would actually like the haste because then I could essentially do two strikes and a chill touch in one turn.
Plus, if you need to get to somebody,
incredible.
You can if they try running.
Yep, I'll be all over them.
Good luck.
Hit me with the quickness, Doc.
Alright, I will give Benson the stone skin. So that is 5 resistance to all physical damage for 20 minutes.
As we go fight the necromancer.
True. I could give you spell immunity too if you'd like, but you'd have to guess what spell you want.
Yeah.
And then, before we go in, I will cast haste on Grimshaw.
Benson, did you want to pop your fire resistance 5 for 10 minutes using the Dragon Eye Charm?
You know what? I will do that, Tim. Thank you very much.
Just trying to, look through our items. Just really
all
buff us up.
Yep.
Yeah. Elkwood, he's going to activate his Bracers of Dashing.
Nice. And I think I'm gonna activate my robe. So, like, this activating the rope is the last thing I'm going to do before I pop open the door.
Okay. All right, you're going to go open the door?
just looking through the the items real quick.
It's good, we got
it. We're opening the door. Go.
Go.
All right, we're good.
SEAL team,
we're
moving. Good.
We are buffed up.
Yeah.
All right. The door's locked.
All right. Wait. Oh. Ooh. Ooh. Actually, I'm not going to waste a moment. Grimshaw, with an interact action that he could use once per day, he pulls out a key with a grinning skull on the top. And he's going to cast knock on the door.
Wait, when did you get a skeleton key?
That's a story for another time, Benson. We don't have time right now.
How many fucking magical items do you have?
it's the advantage of making a character at 9th level. All right, you may open the door, Grimshaw.
I also have a chime of opening, if that matters.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And we also found keys on everybody on that poisoner. Maybe.
You open the door and you see what you remember as you have been here numerous times, Grimshaw. Don't walk in the room.
I'm sorry.
Don't walk in the room.
That was funny.
Get your ass back in the hall.
I know. He's like, open the door. Was like walking in. I was like, hey.
Just stroll in like you own the place.
I know this room.
I decapitate whoever's in here.
You open the door and you see High Enchanter Malice's room. You see his little alchemist table that he always works on, making little antidotes and making oils of enchantment and blah, 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 blah. He's a very, very, very good enchanter. You also see all of the books.
I just never understood him. Just like, shut up, dude. Like, come on.
Nerd.
There are tons of books for research and spells over on the western side. And as you go into the room and you look on the other side of his alchemist table, you see a cage. And inside the cage, you see High Enchanter Malice.
He's alive. We can save.
And he looks up and he goes, finally! It's you! He's played by Adam Driver, and I will see you guys next time.
I'm smelling a rat.
Oh, I love Adam Driver.
I do too.
He's good.
Great guy.
I do too. Perfect. Who doesn't love Adam Driver?
Oh, good lord.
Oh, jeez.
Grimshaw walks over with his hand.
Hey everybody, Jake the GM here. Just wanted to give you guys a quick heads up. If you were listening to us on Google Podcasts, sad to say, but that is going away in April of this year, 2024. So we actually took the initiative to jump on the YouTube bandwagon here. So all of our RSS feeds will move over there as well. So go ahead and go over to our YouTube channel and make sure to subscribe so that way you can keep up with this RSS feed via Google, or check out our other content too while you're there. So hope you guys enjoyed the episode today, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.